the work before us. We need more teachers and more talent to educate the students in various lines, that there may go forth from this place many persons willing and able to carry the knowledge which they have received to many others. Orphan boys and girls are to find a home here. Buildings should be erected for a hospital. Boats should be provided to accommodate the school. And we should have wise, energetic, and active men to act as superintendents of the several enterprises. Men who will use their whole and undivided talents in teaching the students how to work. A competent farm manager should be employed, that before the winter school shall open again, the grounds around our school buildings may become a school farm. Lads are to come in from different localities, and nearly all will take the industrial course. This course should include the keeping of accounts, carpenter's work, and everything that is comprehended in farming. Preparation should also be made for the teaching of blacksmithing, painting, shoemaking, cooking, baking, washing, mending, typewriting, and printing. Every power at our command is to be brought into this training work, that students may go forth equipped for the duties of practical life. Cottages and buildings essential to the schoolwork are to be erected by the students themselves. These buildings should not be crowded close together or located near the school buildings proper. In the management of this work, small companies should be formed, who should be taught to carry a full sense of their responsibility. All these things cannot be accomplished at once, but we are to begin to work in faith.